I'm past patiently waiting. I'm passionately smashing every expectation. Every action's an act of creation. I'm laughing in the face of casualties and sorrow. For the first time, I'm thinking past tomorrow.
And I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Ayo, I'm just like my country.
That's actor Miguel Cervantes as Alexander Hamilton in the Chicago run of Hamilton. It's one of the biggest hits in the history of musical theater. The show tells the story of America's founding fathers through hip-hop, and a uniquely diverse cast was created, of course, by actor-composer Lin-Manuel Miranda, who also played the lead role in the original Broadway production. And the man you just heard, Miguel Cervantes, is filling Miranda's shoes and, by all accounts, doing pretty well. After all, it's one of the most in-demand tickets in town. He's sitting across from me now, along with Ari Afsar, who plays the role of Alexander Hamilton's wife, Eliza. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you for having us. Thank you very much.
I was surprised you weren't lip-syncing to that.
A little bit I was. A little bit I was. Listen, I'm a fan just like everybody else. You know, every time I hear a song from the show, I get excited about it. Maybe at some point down the road,
yeah,
I won't want to hear it anymore. But my son asks to hear it, and I say, "Yeah, sure, let's put it on."
Uh-huh.
So I get excited by the sounds that he's created, the music and the vibe that he made out of this show. It gets into my bones too.
When you're on stage, and I know I haven't seen it, but from what I've been told by colleagues who have seen it, and what I've read, that this thing just moves. You know, that excitement. Do you still find yourself with actual, I don't know, goosebumps while you're on stage doing this? Because this is like what, your first really big major role?
Yeah, you know, I it is an interesting thing to sort of be on stage, and I have these. I do have weird realizations sometimes, because I remember 6-8 months ago, you know, calling my friend and saying, "Hey, can I get tickets? Do you think there's any way, you know, I could get in? My mom's coming to town or whatever." And I remember I was that guy. I mean, I was one of the masses, the millions of people that were trying to just get a piece of it. And here I am on stage about to sing Hurricane or about to do my shot, to sort of be the person, be the contact for all these other people,
yeah,
to this thing. And so I do. I get a little sort of, you know, overwhelmed, but it's a weird feeling of, you know, pinch me. Is this actually happening? You know, and so it like I said, it's an infectious sound, and it's an infectious groove, and the feeling up there really does sort of overtake, and it's really thrilling, and you know. It still is. It's still thrilling.
Well, Ari, I would imagine you feel the same way. I mean, this is really a big break,
yeah,
for you.
Absolutely. I mean, I always joke, though, and say, like, 10 years to get that overnight success, though. You know what I mean? Like, 10 years of auditioning and doing everything, and then having this as being the first big quote-unquote break, couldn't be asking for a better thing, not only because of hype, but also, like, the material and the content of what we are saying and what we're putting into the world. Like, very rarely do we get the opportunity to express, like, how we feel about the world and how we feel our personal opinion. So yeah. I think it's like really a beautiful thing to be a part of this work.
I want to talk about the audition process for both of you. Miguel, what was that like? And how did you come to audition in the first place?
Well, here's the story. I'll make it brief. No, I won't. So I auditioned about a year and a half ago when they were making the move from the Public Theater downtown to Broadway. Went in, did a couple songs, a little My Shot, a little Yorktown. They said, "Okay, great, thank you. That was great. Thank you."
Let me stop you there. Little Yorktown. I understand that's one of the hardest songs,
yeah,
in the whole show.
Yeah, it was. You know, and this was before there was a soundtrack. This was before, uh-huh, and so I just had to learn it. It was a little clip of Lin singing to a sort of demo track, and I learned it that way. You know, to the word, the lyric sheet, and I, you know, slammed all of these words into my brain, and I went in and I did the thing, and you know, Tommy and Alex, the director and the music director, were there, and they said, "Great, thank you." And I say, I closed the door of Hamilton. So that would have been great. That's such a great show, but I guess it's not for me.
Uh-huh.
So I saw the show in between, and it was great. And, you know, I thought, "Oh, wow, it is. It's exactly what everybody thinks it is." And then that was in September of last year. And then this past May, you know, I got a call to come in again. I said, "Okay, well, I know how this story goes. I know how this story ends. But, you know, of course, I'll go in. It's Hamilton. I'll probably go audition." And then 4 auditions later, there was a room of 25 people, and I was, you know, Lin was there and everything, and it was feeling very close to a life-changing, you know, that thing, my life was about to change. And it couldn't have been a more of a different situation for me than 3 weeks prior to that, when I was not really doing theater anymore. I was sort of more focusing on other things. And my daughter has epilepsy, and we had just found that out. So she's in the hospital while I'm auditioning. So my life was going other places. We were starting, and then all of a sudden, these three auditions come in three weeks, and then I called my wife and said, so I think we're moving to Chicago, you know? And so it, like, the change, my life just took this absolutely unexpected turn.
So we're talking four auditions total. What about for you, Ari? Was it that intense? Did you have four, maybe more? Maybe less?
No, yeah, I had the original audition. I started auditioning in February. I was in L.A., and I made a whimsical, like, very anti-Ariana move to go to New York for 3 months. For me, it was kind of like I had been a couple years post-graduating and doing part-time jobs, working as a voice coach, working as a workout instructor, and I was getting really, really tired of it. And I'm like, okay, this is my last year putting out into the universe before I'm going to get a full-time job. I went and auditioned, and then 2 weeks later I had a callback, and Tommy Kail, our director, was there, and he said, can you wait an hour? And I'm like, okay. So I just went into the waiting room while people were going in and out. And I'm like, this is weird. Nothing really happens. And then Alex Lacamoire came and they had me do the exact same thing. And then a week later, I was cast. It was crazy.
What?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
All right. We're hearing this first time on this show. I hope you guys don't. Well, maybe you need that tension for the show.
Right?
I don't know. We are talking with the co-stars of Hamilton, the Chicago production, Miguel Cervantes. He plays Alexander Hamilton. Ari Afzar plays his wife, Eliza. You know, when you audition, can you just pull the curtain back just a little bit more? What do they have you do? Do they have you sing a particular song, or are they looking, you know, and when you come back, Miguel and Ari, do they have you do that thing exactly again? How does that work?
It is sort of a usually there's a packet of material. So they send you and they say, here are the things. And so the Hamilton material was about 12 different segments of songs, maybe 10 segments of songs. Some of them say, you'll maybe do this, you'll definitely do this, and have these just in case. So, you know, I crammed all of these. Some of the songs weren't even Hamilton songs. They were Washington On, yeah. I had to learn the Jefferson part of Washington On Your Side, which was weird, but I learned them all. You know, I just crammed them all in there. And you go into the room, and at first it's just maybe a casting person. Mm-hmm. And then I did it for that person. And I did the three, Yorktown, My Shot, and Theodosia. And so they said, okay, great. Then you come back again, and maybe there's this time it's Alex Lacamoire, the music person. Then you do the same thing. And then he pulled me and said, okay, let's work on this. We're going to sort of massage and get a little more in-depth of the thing. And then, okay, great, do it again. Thank you. Come back again, and it's Tommy and Alex. Okay, let's work on the same things again and do a little more sort of in-depth. And then you come in for the bigger room, and you do the same things again.
So, yeah. Ari, had you seen Hamilton before you auditioned?
No. Our director asked me in the audition room and said, like, so when did you see the show? Have you seen it? And I'm like, no, I've been trying to get tickets every single day. It's impossible. So I joke and I say the easiest way to get tickets is to get cast in the show.
And do you find that is sort of a plus, not knowing what the Eliza in the New York production was like? So it's uber fresh for you, I guess.
I guess, but I think that regardless of anything, like, the difficult part is, like, regardless of you seeing it or not seeing it, you can still look up the person and still, of course, I, like, saw clips and videos and interviews. It's still continuing to be yourself. So seeing it or not, you just have to, like, choose to be yourself, because every Eliza, every Hamilton, every Jefferson, every character has a very different interpretation of the role because we are ourselves.
Well, one of the things, it's as you both know, it's a demanding show. You Miguel, as Hamilton in nearly every scene, singing, dancing. It's all high energy. I want to play an example of the type of verbal jiu-jitsu you have to do. And I should point out that this is, by the way, is Lin-Manuel Miranda in the original production, but it gives people a sense of what's at stake here.
Thomas, that was a real nice declaration. Welcome to the present. We're running a real nation. Would you like to join us or stay mad?
mellow, doing whatever the hell it is you do in Monticello. If we assume the debts the union gets, a new line of credit, a financial diuretic, how do you not get it? If we're aggressive and competitive, the union gets a boost, you'd rather give it a sedative. A civics lesson from a slave, or hey neighbor, your debts are paid because
you... There you go, that's a little something called Cabinet Battle. When do you take a breath?
Well,
is that something Lynn gave
those
you
are things
for?
That you sort of figure out as the show goes on, as the weeks go on and the rehearsal process goes on. It absolutely slows down. Like, I hear that now, thinking about when I heard it the first time.
Uh-huh.
You know, I saw the show the first time and didn't I was completely overwhelmed. Then I got the job, saw the show again, and I was unbelievably overwhelmed, you know, just under, and then because it goes fast. It's very fast. Now it doesn't go fast anymore. Now it actually slows down a lot. Once it's into your body, once you sort of get the words become part of your, you know, consciousness.
You mean for you it slows down, not that the show,
yes,
because the
no,
show is so...
The show is on a track, so, yeah. So it can't slow down. But all of a sudden, I realize, oh, there is a little bit more time to breathe there. And we're talking a little bit more time, milliseconds, you know, uh-huh. Just sort of, but enough of a beat to so my brain can slow down and find different sort of ways to say that so that I can have a little bit of space to breathe there, or I can give these words inflection or something like that. It does, the space opens up a lot more than you might think listening to it on a first go round, you know?
So Ari, what are some of the most challenging parts for you playing Eliza?
Yeah, so I basically play the soprano the entire time, so I stay up on F sharps, like the whole...
And is that pretty...
And it's like really high.
Okay, so in your range, is that...
I mean, no, obviously it's doable, but yeah. It's like not, you know, it is in my range, but, you know, it's not always like...
You're like, gosh, really... I got to do this every day for the next...
Yeah, I mean, no, and of course, like the same thing, I mean, it's different. I don't rap in the show. I definitely am like the singing counterpart to Hamilton. But I think that, singing up there can be hard. But I for me, the biggest challenge is really like understanding what eight shows a week means. And so trying to figure that out from rehearsal process to where we are now, month three, like finding my groove and finding what my regimen is every single day to make sure that I can perform eight shows a week.
What do you do in your downtime?
I have
sleep.
I have two kids, so I don't do that either.
There is no downtime.
No, I get up at seven in the morning. So yeah. My downtime is any time I can spend with my children is pretty much the only thing. It's always on the schedule. So it's kind of and it's great because the show sort of allows my family to have some. You know, we came here and we can spend actually more time together because my wife was able to quit her job. You know, I got the call on Thursday and said, "Hey, we're moving to Chicago." She called her job on Friday and said, "Hey, I quit."
From where did you move from?
New York. We lived in New York, yeah. And so then we moved out here, and so she can spend time with the kids. And so it's a little easier. Yeah. You know, my life is a little bit harder, but our family life is a little easier, so that we can spend a lot of more time together. And once it warms up, we'll go see Chicago. But yeah,
well, that'll be in May. So.
Yeah, right. This is what I hear.
For you, Ari, because this is really your big break. Do you find that even in your off time that, I don't know, are you consumed? And I don't mean in a negative way, but are you constantly, you think, consumed by this show, by this work that you're doing right now?
I'm always working on the show, absolutely. But I'm right before this, I'd been working on my EP and work as songwriter, kind of like a ghostwriter for other people as well. So songwriting is always going to be a part of my daily activity. My single just dropped last month, so
hey.
Yeah. So I am, if I'm not working on the show, warming up, practicing scales, uh-huh. Then I'll be songwriting.
Well, speaking of dropping songs, we had a listener who wanted to know whether there will be a Chicago cast recording like the Broadway one put together. Are there any plans to do that?
The only Chicago recording would be a bootleg that comes out of that, there. I think that it's not usually done. I mean, the recording is so beautiful, the one that they did.
Yeah.
So we are just the second round that we're holding the flag of the New York company, and there will be more companies. There will be, you know, three, four, five in the next couple of years. So, you know, I think the I would love it, but you know, obviously they've done it, and it's a beautiful recording. So
yeah.
It does. Not probably not in the cards, listener.
So this is as I mentioned at the top, and as people who have heard about it, seen it, you know, obviously it's a musical piece of work. Is this where both of you, Ari and Miguel, is this where both of you plan to stay? I mean, you know, when you think of theater, there's this kind of theater, and there's the other kind of theater where there's not music numbers involved. What are your plans, long-range plans, in that respect?
Well, for me, it's like, ask me in a couple, you know, in like 7 months. It's like month three, so I'm still trying to make sure that I'm holding on to this. Of course, like, I'm 25, so I would hope that this is just the first job of many, because I want this to be my career.
Yeah.
And I love Chicago. Chicago has been amazing. But living in L.A. for the past 5 years and having all of my people in L.A., it's like, okay, now just move to Chicago and explore a new city. And I'm grateful to have my Hamill family, but that's kind of it. So, of course, I'd love to, like, travel and find jobs in L.A. or New York, but we'll see when that happens.
And is musical theater the thing for you? Would you trade, you know, go back and forth legit? And
I mean, the idea that that is an option is a myth.
Yeah.
You know,
oh,
you don't get those kind of options to say, oh, well, unless you want to, unless you say, I don't want to. But it's sort of, in this world, it's important to sort of keep yourself open to all those things. You know, if the Broadway play comes along and calls you and says, then absolutely, you go do the Broadway play. If the TV show comes and says, hey, can you, then you go do that. It's not like you can pick and choose which ones. They're not all beating
down
your door at the same time.
Yeah.
You open up your field to do whatever is coming next. So it really is important to sort of be able to put your hands in any pie that comes along, you know?
Well, right now it's Hamilton.
Amen.
And it's here in Chicago. Miguel Cervantes playing Hamilton, and his wife, Eliza, played by Ari Afzar. Hey, thanks so much for stopping by, and enjoy the cold weather that's coming to Chicago.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
And thank you for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll revisit a conversation from our summer series, The Movie That Made Me, with a guest who says the film It's a Wonderful Life has had a tremendous impact on her life. Plus, we'll take your calls about your Chicago holiday traditions. That and more tomorrow on The Morning Shift, 9 o'clock on 91.5 FM WBEZ Chicago.